This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. As we continue to reflect on some thoughts I came up with while studying 1 Peter 1, 3, and 4, consider the couplet, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, God the Son, is infinitely above us, yet intimately with us. There are many who refer to Jesus as the man upstairs. He is also referred to by some as my higher power. Let me assure you, Jesus Christ has been exalted by his Father to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Philippians 2, 9-11. In his prayer, as recorded in John 17, Jesus requested, Now, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory I had with you before the world began. He is now at the Father's right hand in the highest heaven. Yes, he is infinitely above us, yet he is intimately with us who truly know him. His name given at his birth was Emmanuel, which means God with us. True believers are never alone. This one is trustworthy in his promises, nevertheless true to his perceptions. His promises are better than gold. In the portion we are studying, it says he has given us very great and precious promises. Through them we are able to participate in the divine nature and escape the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. Why is it that sometimes we don't benefit from these promises? Read John 2, 23-25 in preparation for our next visit. I believe you will find the answer to this question. Join us for that study.